Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signing a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Cooler weather and the chance of rain could bring some relief to firefighters battling blazes in New Mexico that have killed at least one person so far. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for alleged sexual misconduct. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee revealing that it is continuing to probe Gaetz over explosive allegations, including that he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and that he sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct.
Sources say one woman testified a Venmo payment from Gaetz was for sex. Others say they were paid to attend parties with him. Gaetz denies the allegations. The nation saying goodbye to Willie Mays, who once said he thought he had a love affair with a game of baseball. He was 93. This is ABC News. The pastor of a megachurch based in Texas stepping down after admitting he sexually abused a girl for several years, starting when she was just 12. Robert Morris is the founder of Gateway Church. Cindy Klemchire has come forward about the abuse, which she says started in 1982. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
At first, the church stood by Morris, saying he shared publicly from the pulpit the proper biblical steps he took in this lengthy restoration process. But the board has now released a new statement after accepting his resignation, saying it did not have all the facts of the inappropriate relationship between Morris and the victim.
The FDA now says Dollar Tree stores left pouches of tainted applesauce on its shelves for months after they had been recalled. Dollar Tree says new management is addressing the issue. The Stanley Cup Final heading back to Edmonton Friday night after the Oilers avoided elimination again, beating the Panthers. Florida still has a 3-2 lead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Lynn Stunkel, a complete rain gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what North Wisconsin needs to know. Temperatures are continuing to rise, and it's crucial to remember heat waves are the leading cause of weather-related deaths. Here are some simple but effective safety tips to help you handle the heat. First and foremost, never leave a person or pet in a parked car. Always remember to look before you lock and walk away to ensure no one is left behind in a dangerously hot situation. For those working outside, staying hydrated is key. Keep water within reach and take frequent breaks in the shade. Drink water frequently. Do not wait until you are thirsty. Find refuge in air conditioning whenever possible. Additionally, check on your family and neighbors, especially the elderly and those with health conditions, to make sure they are coping well with the heat. Ensuring the safety of those around you can prevent heat-related emergencies. That also applies if you happen to be outside or you notice one of your coworkers not handling the heat very well. Check in with them. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The memorial service for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls, who passed away on May 24th, is now set for 11 a.m. this Friday, June 21st, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls, with Reverend Gwen Downing officiating. A visitation to be held Friday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the memorial service notice for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman, starting the day with some showers and thunderstorms, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 72. For tonight, an isolated shower possible, otherwise clouds and a low of 50. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, a high near 71. Friday, showers and storms in 72.
Right now, it's 65. Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit 4 home runs in a game, April 1960. 60 against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game. You know, just a tremendous ball player, and, you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
You do stuff with your kids you probably wouldn't do otherwise, like take them to butterfly pavilions. We took our kids to this big mesh-covered place filled with butterflies. You know, as we're walking in, this worker goes, I'll be happy to answer all your butterfly questions today. Okay. All of them? Where do you begin when you get that kind of green light? So this guy's following us around, and it's falling on me to brainstorm up butterfly questions. I'm just like, ugh.
does this one like to eat? He does. Okay. I was thinking, could there be a less stressful job than working in a butterfly pavilion? I mean, you know, what could possibly go awry, you know? So how was work there? Don't even get me started. I've had it up to here with those butterflies. I had this yellow one landing lightly on flowers. And this purple one fluttering around and around. Like, I don't know what he's up to. I can't take the politics.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. Tight people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's the money?
Talk to my friends, talk to me. Once a little weird.
like ever.
No!
Beach at 98Q. A couple of real nice programs going on at the Park Falls Library. Kind of a cloudy and wet day today. So take the family over to the Park Falls Public Library today at 10 o'clock for a free show sponsored by Forward Bank. It's called Snake Rattle and Roll. So it's a wonderful program that focuses on the reptiles and amphibians that call Minnesota and Wisconsin their home. So you'll get to watch a salamander eat. You'll debunk the turtle myths. You'll touch a snake if you want to, and more. So time is reserved after the presentation, too, for you to touch and hold the reptiles if that's what you want to do. So it's an awesome event. It's a part of the 2024 Summer Reading Program. And 100% sponsored by Forward Bank. It's free. 10 o'clock this morning at the Park Falls Public Library. And then tomorrow, same time, same place, Randy Peterson presents Henry and the Treasure Chest. Green Bay area musician, is what Randy is. And a favorite, Randy Peterson, he takes the stage tomorrow morning at 10. So Henry and the Treasure Chest is a rollicking story of a young pirate who discovers that books are the greatest treasure of all. So it's a musical treasure as part, again, the 2024 Summer Reading Program. Tomorrow's show brought to you by Diana and Jake and the folks over at State Farm Insurance here in Park Falls. Couple of nice programs, and they're free. So let's pack that upper floor of the library today at 10, tomorrow at 10, for a couple of real fun shows. Well, we mourn the passing of Willie Mays. Great. He lived to be 90 plus, 93 years old. And when you talk about the catch, well, in football, the catch is Montana to Dwight Clark, right? That's the catch. But in baseball, any baseball enthusiast, when you say the catch, it's Willie Mays. Unless you're a Twins fan, it's Kirby Puckett taking it off the wall in left center field in that World Series game. But for everybody else, it's Willie Mays running straight away from home plate, catching the ball over the shoulder. And then I think he doubled somebody off because they thought the ball was going to be, it was not going to be caught. So the catch and Willie Mays. And head coach Pat Murphy of the Brewers talked a little bit yesterday about what the legend of Willie Mays meant to him growing up.
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pull for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player and, you know.
Born May 6th, 1931. And just to put things in perspective, Willie Mays, one of the legends of all time, began his career in the Negro League back in 1948. So as recently as 1948 may not sound recent to you, but it's a generation. As recently as 1948, there was a separate Negro League where African Americans played in one league and then white people played in the other league. He was signed into the National League and the New York Giants after he graduated graduated from high school, 4,000 dollars he made for his first year, played his minor league ball in Trenton, New Jersey, and also played some in Minneapolis. I've heard people talk before in the Twin Cities about memories of Willie Mays when he played for just a bit there. And he was called up to the Giants, 1951, and one of the legends of the game. And I never had a chance to, you know, in my travels and radio, run into him or anything like that. But everybody you talk to says that he was just a classy guy and had a passion, even in his 90s, for the game of baseball. Two-time National League Most Valuable Player. He was named the 1960s Player of the Decade and elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, of course. And I think it's kind of ironic that Willie Mays, one of the great baseball players of all time, and part of that transition of baseball from the Negro League into the segregation, I guess, and the bringing together of all the players, that we observe this on Juneteenth, yeah, which is considered to be National Black Freedom Day. Juneteenth, an annual holiday that celebrates the end of slavery in the U.S., even though the Emancipation Proclamation was signed January 1st of 1863, slaveholders in the South continued to hold black people captive throughout the Civil War. On June 19th, 1865, Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston, Texas, with a sufficient number of troops to force the last slaveholders of the nation to free their slaves. So Juneteenth observed today, and it's just another step for people in our country and around the world to just look at people for who they are. Who they are. Quality of character and not the color of the skin. We're getting closer, but we still got a long ways to go, don't we? So we observe Juneteenth, and again, very appropriate that we do that with one of the, remembering one of the gentlemen who was part of that integration process in baseball. Willie Mays passing away at the age of 93. We have a busy reality radio today. Lots going on here this morning. We're going to talk, I think Patty's going to stop by from Northwoods Community Credit Union. They've got some events coming up, including their Golf Classic, of course. Lee Hanschke going to stop by. The Masons are having their big golf outing. And that's coming up this Saturday. And who else here? I think Courtney from the Chamber is going to drop by to give us an update on some summer events here in Park Falls. Rachel is going to join us from Embrace. We've had her on the schedule a couple different times, but due to just some scheduling issues, we haven't been able to do that. So we're going to welcome her in. Embrace has some wonderful things going on to educate and inform people here in the Northwoods. We'll talk about the Fifield Lions Club. They have some events coming up the next couple of weeks. And I believe folks from Pure Earth, a business down the Phillips area, are going to stop into a busy reality radio coming up. And we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate from one of Big G's favorite places to eat, Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, going to be featured. So we got a lot to get to. Lot to get to on Reality Radio coming up after 8 o'clock. It's 7:35, and we're going to get you updated on what's going on with the crew and everything else from yesterday. Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signing a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Cooler weather and the chance of rain could bring some relief to firefighters battling blazes in New Mexico that have killed at least one person so far. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for alleged sexual misconduct. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee revealing that it is continuing to probe Gaetz over explosive allegations, including that he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and that he sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct.
Sources say one woman testified a Venmo payment from Gaetz was for sex. Others say they were paid to attend parties with him. Gaetz denies the allegations. The nation saying goodbye to Willie Mays, who once said he thought he had a love affair with the game of baseball. He was 93. This is ABC News.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states, but state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested. But we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. American Birkebeiner Executive Director Ben Popp has been elected president of the World LePay International Ski Federation. The World LePay member delegates voted this past week at their annual summit in Sapporo, Japan, the venue of Sapporo Ski Marathon. The Berkey plays a big role for the federation, as Wisconsin is the place of birth of the World LePay concept back in 1978. With the election of Ben Popp as World LePay president for the upcoming 4 years, the relation between World LePay and the American Birkebeiner will be even stronger. Popp says, quote, World LePay is coming home to Wisconsin now. I am honored being the new president, and I am excited to bring amazing opportunities to all skiers around the world, end quote. The World LePay is an international sports federation of cross-country skiing marathons founded in June 10, 1978 in Uppsala, Sweden, with their aim being to promote the sport of cross-country skiing by focusing on popular skiing throughout the various ski races around the world. Only one and the best ski marathon from a country can be a member of World LePay. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
As the 1-2 pitch, that ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there, he leaps, and he makes the catch!
Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in outfield before the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's the country you want. I'm gonna be from the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Blanket meet the sunset, being
so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
A trip this week or weekend out in Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream. Oh yeah, the butterfly is out there on the patio and some great ice cream at Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream, one of our featured businesses of the month. And as we head off to work this morning, we're swinging into that Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. They got your cappuccino, your coffee, all that stuff to get it rolling here and get it moving. We are hoping they're right next to McDonald's right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. We're going to be optimistic today and hope that it's not just a drippy, dreary day all day, although the chance of getting much sunshine doesn't appear to be very good. And there's more rain on the way for Friday, Saturday. Once this thing moves out, we may have a couple of decent days tomorrow in the daytime hours on Friday. Definitely not overly warm with temperatures right around the 70 mark here for the next probably the next 4 or 5 days. Very busy reality radio on the way. Got a lot of good local stuff. So grab a cup of Joe and settle in, and we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate later on in reality radio for our feature business, Big G's Favorite Places to Eat. So we'll have a $25 gift certificate a little bit later on during the reality radio show. It's kind of yucky out there this morning. It's cool temperature-wise, right around 64, but there's some humidity still lingering in the air. So it's a warm, we'll call it a warm, 64 degrees. Brewers continue to roll. Coach Pat Murphy is kind of a no-nonsense guy, isn't he? Very approachable, and just... He doesn't leave anything to question. He just tells you how it is. It was fun to listen. It's fun to listen to some of the post-game stuff that Mike Clemens, who's there at the home games, covering it a lot in the locker room, and just hearing some of the clips, some of the things from Coach Murphy. He talked yesterday. We already aired that one. He was asked if he ever met Willie Mays, if Coach Murphy ever did. And maybe.
I did, yeah, a couple times, more than once. Everett Washington, I met him once, and I met him in Arizona, in Scottsdale, yeah, met him twice.
And it's just amazing this Brewer team just continues to plug along. And I don't know if, I'm trying to figure out, I think everybody's trying to figure out baseball right now because there's a lot of really, baseball has never mirrored football more than it has right now. And the fact that there's, two or three or maybe even four teams that are pretty good, that are really good teams, and then you have a whole bunch of teams that are just lingering around 500. I think as of a few days ago, I think there were like seven teams in the National League that were within a game or two of 500, and then you have three or four teams that are just horrible. They're just not very good, and that's kind of the way football is a lot. You have two or three really good teams, a lot of other teams that are battling for the wild card. Everybody's still alive going into week 17. And we could have a very interesting wild card race down the stretch. We're voting for like a five-team tie in the wild card. See, let them try and figure out that. You have a lot of teams that are right there in the race. We're hoping the Brewers stay where they are and just keep leading that division. Another late one for you tonight, 8 o'clock pregame, 8:40. The first pitch, Brewers and Angels. We got it for you tonight right here.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good
good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or being threatened by the IRS that your wages are about to be garnished or bank accounts are going to be levied? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. They won't just resolve your tax problems. They'll most importantly protect your wages, bank accounts, and all your assets from being taken by the IRS. Call for a free consultation. 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. Or go to allies-tax-relief.com.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Attention auction enthusiasts! Get ready for the Bessemer Michigan Perkovich Online Auction, hosted by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales. Bid on over 600 items featuring yard and outdoor essentials like a Gravity ZT34 zero-turn mower. Don't miss out! Online bidding starts and ends this Wednesday, June 19th at 7 p.m. and following. Preview prior at 1010 East Gold Street, Bessemer, Michigan, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app for hassle-free online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girl.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas. La,
la, la, la, la. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC.